Keepsakes the Podcast supports Mr. Speedy. Stay tuned to this episode for a special discount code for your first Mr. Speedy delivery.
Kasi starting pa lang yung Polars, trying to establish the group to the audience. Parang first time namin ni Ate Ash mag-try, gumawa ng lyrics. And we get to work with people who have already worked in the industry. Yeah, so parang we get to learn from them.
We're super definitely newbies sa ano, sa gantong art form. So it's definitely a challenge.
This is podcast number 86. Jay Agone po, Keepsakes. Good day to you all, and I am here at, sabihin natin, is this the North Pole? Right, this is a special episode because on this portion of our podcast, on this episode, we have two lovely guests with us. We've seen them a lot of times on TV, on events, and now they are making the most out of their lives, out of the busy spotlight, ika nga, ng entertainment industry. And now, these two ladies will be coming back to us and reintroducing themselves, this time as one of Otakute's talents. So, ladies and gentlemen, our guests for this episode is the duo Polar. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, and since alam na ng mga listeners natin, we're doing this in the afternoon na kung saan napaka-kalmado ng weekend natin so far. So how are you guys doing so far?
Good. Yeah, we're doing fine. Very chill.
Yeah.
Sabi ko nga, we are going to reintroduce you as Polar. So, well, do you have your own catchphrase?
We don't really do that anymore. we'll just introduce ourselves. So hello, my name is Ashley, and
I am Faith,
and we're Polar.
All right, thank you.
I guess kind of news. no catchphrase now for the both of us, ni Ate Ash. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kasi I believe you had your catchphrase before, pero we'll move on from that, and we will now go straight to the questions that we have asked. And these questions are, we have, prior to this recording, prior to this full episode, they already had a glimpse of what we will be discussing. So, you know the drill. If you know, you know. Right. So, it's been a while since you've been together, even before. Pero, yun nga, let's go back to the time where you got to introduce, you get to meet yourselves. How did you two become friends? And may similarities ba kayo? Have you had any similarities with each other at first glance?
Well, we definitely met during the auditions in our previous group. But how did we become friends exactly?
Yeah, I guess, ano kasi, diba, during the auditions, ano, parang we sit with people that we already got to talk to sa social media and all that. And I guess yung, di ba merong group na parang yung mahilig sa Japanese culture, yung meron Japanese stuff. And then, I remember noong time na yon, ano, I was invited to join you guys dun sa circle. And you guys were already together. So, yun yung naalala ko.
Yeah. During the auditions, you can clearly see a distinction between like Japan fans and non-Japan fans. Uh-huh. And we had this group of Japan fans who, like, since we like the same thing, we just eventually group with each other. So I guess that's how we met each other, and I think that was our main similarity. That's why we became friends.
Mm. Yeah.
So in that sense, ano, you've been together for a while, inside and outside of your careers. Can you share with us the most wholesome moments that you've had as both of you as friends?
I remember this time, Ate Ash and I were playing League. Mm-hmm. And then I'm so bad kasi at playing League. And tapos one time, hinahabol ako nung kalaban. Tapos I was like, oh! I was making those kind of noises without me being aware of it. Tapos si Ate Ash bigla na lang nag-giggle. And I think it was one of the first time that I've heard Ate Ash giggle because of the silly things that I'm doing. Tapos parang sabi ko, oh my gosh, ang cute ni Ate Ash mag-giggle. Ganun. So yun, napatawa ko siya.
Nice. How about you, Ash? Do you have any wholesome moments?
There's this one time kasi na I remember while we were still in the group. And that was when Faith messaged me na she said that she wanted to be a leader, a captain. So, and like, I was surprised because why would she message me out of all the people that was
really?
There? Yeah. Because like,
oh my gosh,
I mean, we were friends, but like there are more people close to you than, you know,
kambal, hello, you know.
Parang yung kambal, bakit ako yung message mo? Tapos yun, so sadang nagulat ako, but at the same time, like I was touched kasi like, she saw me as an ate figure.
Hey. Medyo di ko na maalala yun.
Wait.
Oh. Pero alam ko, I guess, oo nga, kasi, ano, is dun sa atin-atin nun, ano, isa ka sa mga ate talaga dun eh. So, yun.
Like, you were thinking if you should, should step up to become, a leader. Or, like, we were voting kasi, diba, who we wanted to
vote.
And you wanted to try being a leader of your team.
Oh.
And you were, like, should I or should I not? And like that's why you messaged me about it.
Aww.
So ladies and gentlemen, ito yung polar. Ito yung sinasabi namin na reintroduction natin sa dalawang ito. Ash and Faith. Of course, without further ado, let's move on to the second part of this conversation. Ang bilis, no? So, yeah. Okay, let me ask a few questions. Ano? So, of course, nagkaroon ng pandemya and all. You were supposed to stay away from this show business, rather, no? If I say that correctly, ano? For a while. Pero you're coming back as polar. So, we will field a few questions about the life that you've had during these times, pandemic and all. What's the difference in life now that you've moved on from your idol careers? Setting aside the pandemic, what has changed so far? So after your idol careers, pandemic, tell us more about it.
So, well, I graduated earlier than Faith. So I got to be a normal person even before the pandemic started. So I had a longer time of being a normal person. You know, I still got to go out and experience new things. A lot has happened since I graduated. For the first 6 months, I didn't really do much. I had a solo life, and then I got to go to Japan because of that solo life. And then after coming back from Japan, that's when I started seriously looking for a job. So right now, I'm currently a translator, Japanese translator for a architecture company here in the Philippines.
Mm.
So
that's let's go.
The biggest change that has happened.
Dami na nagawa ni Ate Ash. Dami na nagawa. Ako, I don't know. Well, I guess when I left kasi, it was like a few months before the pandemic started then. So, kahit pa paano, I was able to experience being a normal student again. Like, kasi, ang ginagawa ko, school, tas work, ganun, school work. Tapos, parang hindi na ako nakakapag-socialize with my friends dun sa school. And, yun, I guess, when I left, I was able to experience ulit yung nami-miss ko to be able to freely talk with my friends for whether ano gender nila and all that. Hindi ako matatakot na mag-criticize ng mga tao, or I can post pictures with them and all that. Kasi parang yung friends ko din, sila din yung minsan na natatakot na, uy, okay lang ba? Kahit ako gusto ko din naman minsan mag-post na lang. Joke. Pero yun, more on the parang isa pang side ko is that kasi before I wasn't able to draw for like a year and a half almost kasi nga sobrang busy, wala akong time makapag-practice ng drawing ko. And so, no, when I left nga, ano, I was able to practice different styles and yung anatomy and all that. Tapos, yun, more and more natututo ko sa digital drawing and was able to practice din yung vocals in different styles. Yun.
Alright, okay.
So, I guess yun. May kita yun sa YouTube channel ko yun. Gumagawa ko ng mga covers din dun sa personal YouTube channel ko.
So, yun pala yung ginagawa niyo. So, para mas malaya na kayo ngayon sa inyong ginagawa sa buhay, ano, and Ash has work, Faith still has school. At the moment, you still have school, no?
Yes. Online.
And aside from that, you're still doing other stuff. So, prior to Polar, you had D&E, the Day Night Explorers, kasama nga nung Kambal. So,
correction. Kasi ano, people usually think na D&E is the four of us. Actually, it's just the two of us ni Ate Ash. And lagi lang namin na feature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kasi yung concept ng D&E is like to feature different people na who share like interest with us. Ano.
So far kasi ano, yung mga nalalabas naming content is kaming dalawa lang ni Faith at saka kaming apat ng Kambal.
Mm-hmm.
But ang dami pang naka-line up and di lang siya kami lang. Like, D&E kasi is more of like you're free to collaborate with whoever you want kind of thing. So, yun. We just wanted to clarify that.
Okay,
pero so far, yeah, puro Kambal. puro apat kami.
Mm-hmm. Pero for sure, in the future, you will be able to separate then what's Polar, what's D&E.
It's not a difference in the future.
Kasi as far as I understand at this moment, thank you for clarifying by the way, ano, what I understood is that D&E is for open for collaborations while Polar is strictly for you two lamang. Tama?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. That's the basic idea.
Let's take a break as I introduce you to Mr. Speedy. Mr. Speedy caters to businesses and SMEs by providing dedicated riders and reliable account managers to deliver and ensure all transactions are fulfilled. I've tried Mr. Speedy for select orders, and I can guarantee their service, so please try them out. Here's a special deal for all podcast listeners. Get $1 off when you place your first delivery with Mr. Speedy when you use the code KeepsakesMRSpeedy. Again, that's KeepsakesMRSpeedy. You may book a delivery via their website, MrSpeedy.ph, or you may download the Mr. Speedy app from the Apple App Store, Google Play, and Huawei Mobile Gallery. Link is also in the description. Available for Metro Manila, nearby provinces, and Cebu. Keepsakes the Podcast supports Mr. Speedy. Now back to the show!
So now that we've heard their stories after they move forward from their previous careers, we will expand on that. Ano? So setting aside the pandemic, has anything changed? And if you could wish for something to not change, what would it be career-wise? So ano yung mga bagay na ayaw nyo mabago even if you're out of your previous career already?
Main na nagbago after leaving is like in, yeah, we became more free. And if there was something that we wish wouldn't have changed, I guess it's the relationships that we have built. Because when we left, syempre, it was harder to contact the people that we were always with. And especially with me, since I started a new career, aside from being in the entertainment industry, I'm more focused now on like my work rather than, the friends that I used to have. So, yun yung pinagkakabahan ko ngayon.
So, how about
you? Gets ko yun. Hindi kasi, you know, hindi naman din may iwasan yun. I guess that's why people cry when somebody leaves. Kasi alam din natin na there will be things na mag-stay and there will be things that will never be the same anymore. So, yun. Pero sa akin, I guess, ang pinaka, ano, ang gusto kong hindi mag-change is yung passion mo dun sa gusto mong gawin. Because I guess it's one of the big things that influences you to do yung mga ginagawa mo, eh, like what people like about you and all that. Pero yung connecting with that, I guess one thing that I wish then is that people would continue to enjoy what I put out for them to see. Yung ganun. Yung hindi yung na, what do you call this, na-prejudice, ganun. Deep pa. Depressing pa or something. Di naman.
What motivates you to create more content these days?
It's all about the experience for me. Mm-hmm. Yung gano, parang experience, parang, ano, if I see something and I get interested with it, I also want to try it for myself. And I guess dun sa personal kung YouTube channel, I enjoy kasi yung video editing, then I guess that's what inspires me. Mm-hmm. Natutuwa ako sa pag-edit and sharing stuff to people kasi very extroverted ako. Tapos, it's also fun to like manage your own stuff with your friends. Ganun.
Mm-mm.
And people being able to see it na, ah, it production nito, ganito, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Prior to this recording, and prior to this conversation, the DNE has released yung cover nga, no, ng, ano ba yun? What's that song again?
So far, we released more, The Baddest.
Yeah, more. The Baddest, yes.
Santa Tell Me.
Tell Me is for yung duet namin. So, yun so far yung tatlo.
Mm-mm. So, you're doing this remotely, tama? You're doing all these things remotely?
What do you mean by remotely?
Remotely, meaning you have your mics, diba? Both of you have your mics. So, you're recording yourself singing separately?
For Santa Tell Me, that's the case. We recorded separately.
Mm-hmm.
But for other covers, just so that the quality wouldn't have to be compromised.
Yeah.
We had to record in one place.
In one place. So yes. You rent a studio talaga, no? Even at this time, sa you were still able to rent a studio. How was it?
It's not a studio, but it's at a friend's house. With better what do you call it? Soundproofing than my house. So that's where we record. It's just a home studio. These are the mics that we used. So we just bring them along. I bring my PC. Faith brings her PC sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I bring some of the stuff also.
That's hefty, ah, kung tutusin. PC meaning laptop or PC na meaning yung mismo rig.
Yes.
Wow. Para kayo nag-work, para kayo nag-remote office na ano ng malakihan.
Yeah.
Oo.
Yeah.
So you're basically doing boot camps.
Yes, yes. Something like that.
Mm-mm. And since from our conversation earlier, na-distinguish natin yung difference between DNE and Polar. But since this episode is all about Polar, we will now proceed to our next segment on this podcast. I'm calling in Josh, who has been my colleague since for so long. We did a project called Cosplayer Slash before. So, yan pa yung kapanahon na nabuhay pa yung mga cons. So, Josh, pakita ka sa ating mga viewers. Ayan, alright. So, Josh.
Hello.
Josh will field the questions for the next segments. So, Josh, take it away.
You've mentioned in your Q&A video posted on YouTube that with Polar, you have more creative control. No? Can you elaborate what kind of creative control you two have in this new project?
A lot. from the production of the instrumentals to like the lyrics, we have a lot of creative control. For the music, it's produced in Japan. So there are a lot of consultations prior to creating it with us so that they so that they can create a sound just for us. So aside from this, we also have control on the lyrics, well, at least for the first song, because the lyrics are written by both me and Faye.
Yes, and also we talk about like the concepts that we like to make and all that, and we try to agree on a certain degree din sa mga bagay-bagay.
Even our clothes, the stuff yeah. that you see on our page, the ones posted, those are like we also have a say, like what do you want to wear and stuff like that.
Okay, great. So, should we expect in Polar that you will have a specific music genre? And what other content do you plan to produce?
I guess rather than having a specific genre, we would like to explore different styles and music for Polar. Because there are so many stories and emotions to express in this world. And we want to portray that with our duo group, with our group. Yeah.
Okay, no. So let's go back to the part where you do content creation. No? Everyone knows, your fans, the audience, knows that you all have multiple YouTube channels, no? So if I would like to ask, no, would you be interested to collaborate with other creators, whether or not it's from DNE or Polar or as an Joel, how open are you to collaborate with others?
For me, I'm very open. I'm very open. I've collaborated with a lot of people already. Not just on YouTube, but for example, for brands on Instagram, for photographers like you, we've worked together already, and other photographers as
yes.
well. Clothing brands also. Like, I try to like keep opportunities open, so that I would get more experience. And collaborating is a great way of making friends.
Great. Faith, how about you?
Same with Ate Ash. I'm very open to any types of collaborations. Recently, I've had collaborations sa YouTube channel ko. Kasi mostly doon ako naglalabas ng content sa YouTube. So I keep on mentioning that. Pero yun, that's where I got to meet some other YouTubers. Tapos, we collab with song covers. And I guess in the future, may mga ano din, and stuff like that. And I get to meet din yung mga ibang, what do you call this? Yung mga nag-edit,
gano'n. Yeah.
Edit, producers and all that, yun. Na. Which is very enjoyable.
Okay, that's great, no? So, what's the difference between Polar and DNE? If they are similar, no, why create another group? Can you elaborate the difference and can you highlight what is the two groups you both are in?
I guess you could say that Polar will really have this original sound with them. It's not just covering or trying to sound like someone else. It's being you.
Yeah.
So, and also expressing who you are ganun sa Polar.
And I think like Polar is strictly just the two of us, while DNE, yes. like I said earlier, is open to collaboration. So, mostly in DNE it will be groups and it will be mostly covers, while Polar is original music.
Okay, great. So, what's the story behind your tagline, no? Why Reach for the Moon, no? Your mm-hmm. tagline for Polar is Reach for the Moon. Can you tell us more about that?
The tagline is actually, like, when we were starting, we had to fill up this, like, profile. And one of it was, what's your motto? And I said, reach for the moon. And apparently, Sir Ken, that's also what he had in mind for the group. Wherein, like,
okay, great.
We want to reach new heights. So
synergy.
Yeah. For me, I chose the motto because the whole motto for me is reach for the moon even if you can't reach it. So it's essentially to dream big, and that is what we aim to inspire other people. We aim to people to dream big, yeah.
Mm-mm. So moving on to the next question, no? What's the most challenging part about setting up a new group, no? How do you overcome the obstacles, especially now na everyone's working remotely, no? How artist group like you tackle this situation?
I guess you challenging kasi starting pa lang Polar is trying to establish the group to the audience. And I guess kasi parang first time namin ni Ate Ash mag-try gumawa ng lyrics for your own song, di ba? Something very serious. Yeah, so and we get to work with people who have already worked in the industry. Yeah, so parang we get to learn from them. And yeah.
We're very thankful that they're guiding us. we're super definitely newbies sa ano sa gantong art form, so it's definitely a challenge.
Mm-mm.
But it's
so,
gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
Oh no, I really like the enthusiasm. No, so moving on to the next question. No, do you have any advice to others who want to follow your No, ano masasabi niya sa mga tao na aspiring na maging artists and creatives like you two?
Just continue being passionate with what you love to do, and also in the process, do not lose yourself.
For me, it's to be open to new opportunities. You never know what would lead to another, so be open to that.
Okay, so yun.
I guess that would be it for the questions. Yeah, that would be it for the.
Sige, go Jay. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Part
4
na tayo.
Yes. Okay, so I guess that would be it. Ano? Thank you, Josh, for fielding the questions. Ano? Kanina pa namin, ano, the reason why we're asking kung ano yung pinagkaiba because for how many times, no? Pang ilang beses namin tinanong, ano pinagkaiba ng DNA sa Polar? Ano pinagkaiba ng DNA sa Polar? because we wish that this feature will be about Polar. And from the summary naman earlier, is that we are able to understand what Polar means. Polar, to recap, is a unit, a duo of Faith and Ash. And this is under Otakute. So we have with us their manager, Ken-san. So also, yung music nila is not just any music. It's music that's going to be produced in Japan with the assistance of Otakute, if I am correct, ano. And you've had already your videos up on YouTube. So earlier, we asked them kung ano ba yung music genre nila. I believe you can play with basically any genre that you want to, tama?
Yes.
Mm-mm. So, for the roadmap siguro, no, this is something that we would like to ask as some of your fans, no, we will ask this question eh. So, kailan kayo mag ano, kailan yung unang single nyo?
Sir Ken.
That's something that we can't really tease right now.
Mm-hmm. But will it be within this year?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It's in the process, so we're definitely working on it. It's very soon.
Right. I can see that you're really excited to for this new project of yours as Polar, no? So, kasi ang inisip natin, the usual process eh, usual process for artists. So, you have your song, it will be produced, you have your voices in it, and then there will be a music video. So, of course, sunod-sunod yan, tama ba? Is it, am I correct with describing the pipeline that you have? Or tama-tamang hinala lang? Will you be having a music video? Ganun eh.
Sir Ken? chicken?
Of course.
Yes. Mm. Yes. We have been talking about the music video, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's a new song without...
it's without really hard to promote a song without a video.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Ayun. She got my point. Ano? All right, so that will be it for us, for my part and Josh's part. So the ball is back in the hands of Polar. Please promote yourselves as we end this show.
Ayan. So for the social media accounts, kasi ng Polar at Ashen, I will be co-managing along with the company. So yeah, it would be one account for the both of us, ni Ate Ash. So available siya sa Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So let's go.
So before we end the show, I would like to give an opportunity for Polar to show themselves on social media. So ladies, saan ba kayo makikita?
Okay, so for the official accounts for Polar, kasi we'll be co-managed by both Ate Ash and I alongside the company. So we will have one account.
Yan. For everything.
For per social media accounts. So Ate Ash, let's get.
So on Facebook, you can find us on Polar. That's at Polar Official PH. On Twitter, we are at Polar_Ash_Fate. And then on Instagram, it's Polar_Official_PH. So it's a handful, but I hope that you can follow us and that you would support us. So yes.
Word Polar Ash and Faith.
Ay, narinig ba ako?
Oo, narinig ka.
Yes.
Pero sa totoo lang, even until now, hindi pa rin mawawala yung bubbliness ni Faith. And that's something will that be something na ano? Kasi di ba Polar is something I see a vibe na something na fierce. Ano? Kumbaga, ano? Tama ba yung pagkana? Tama bang hinala ko?
Right now, of course, we want to like break away from our idol images. That's why that's basically what you see right now.
Mm-mm.
We want to show people that we have matured and that this is a new... This is us turning a new leaf.
Mm-mm.
So, but aside from that, Polar, in essence, the concept of Polar is being polar opposites. So, Faith is still, you know, like you said, bubbly and friendly and way more extroverted. And I'm the introverted and more cool and reserved type of person. So, we want to show people that distinction.
All right, so thank you very much, Polar, for sharing your time with us on this podcast. And with that said, you can find past episodes on jayagone.xyz/podcast. You can follow me on social media at jayagone on Twitter. And you can check out Keepsakes with a dot on Facebook. You can see all the links in the description. So with that said, with Josh beside me and with Polar, this is Jayagone and this has been Keepsakes, the podcast. Until next time.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you.